Video of nurses kill threats against Jews allowed back into trial evidence. Video footage of two Sydney nurses boasting about killing or that they would kill Jewish patients in their care has been readmitted as evidence in the case against them. On June 23, the video was struck from their trial by Judge Michael McHugh. Lawyers for the pair argued the video amounted to an illegal invasion of their privacy because of an alleged lack of consent to being filming. I've come to the firm view that the video evidence must be excluded from each of the trials of the applicants, Judge McHugh told Sydney's Downing Center District Court in June. On July 31, the Commonwealth Department of Public Prosecutions successfully challenged McHugh's ruling in a proceeding before the Supreme Court. The Commonwealth prosecutor argued the video should be entered back into evidence to ensure the jury could reach a fair and fully informed decision in the trial. He further argued the Crown's case was weak without it and that Vifor's video was filmed in Israel, where the filming was legal, according to The Australian. Sarah Abu Lebda, 27, and Ahmad Rashad Nadir, 28, have both pleaded not guilty to using a carriage service to menace and harass. The pair will face trial at the end of August and remain stood down from their New South Wales health jobs. Both were employed at Bankstown Hospital and made the comments during a live stream with Israeli influencer Max Vifor in 2025. After hearing Vifor was in Israel, the two nurses started talking about not treating and killing Israeli patients. Lebda was heard saying, "I won't treat them, I will kill them," while Nadir said, "You have no idea how many Israelis came to this hospital and I sent them to Jahannam. I literally sent them to Jahannam." Vifor runs a social media account where he shares random discussions with people around the world.